We're back on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show, and we're joined on the line by the CEO of the Goldwater Institute, Ms. Darcy Olson. Welcome to the program. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Ms. Olson, you know, it's sort of, there's a saying that politics makes strange bedfellows, and this would sort of be a perfect example. You know, Goldwater Institute, you know, a right-leaning institute, if I'm allowed to say so, and then sort of the city of Winnipeg, a generally middle-of-the-road sort of city in terms of its politics. Just find it ironic how the two sides are sort of joining together, or how, you know, you have your priorities and how it's going to hopefully benefit the city of Winnipeg. You know, the big issue, you know, that seems to be at play here is the Arizona Gift Clause. Can you sort of give our listeners a history of the Gift Clause and maybe sort of its origins and how it affects in this situation?
You bet. The Gift Clause is part of the Arizona Constitution. I believe it's been in there since its founding. 37 other American states have one of these. And basically, it's very common sense. It bans the government from giving public money to a single individual or corporation to enrich that person. So in other words, the government can't just give you, Drew, $100 million to buy the Coyotes. And that is what appears to be happening in this instance. And what is allowed, I mean, the government can hire a private company to, say, bus students to and from a school, and the company, in return, they receive the busing services, right? So that's a legitimate passage of public money to a private company. But when it's just to enrich the receiving individual and the citizens or the city or government is not receiving an equivalent, it is against the law. And we believe this looks to us to just be corporate welfare.
Sure. Something that we're very familiar with here in Canada, but that's for another day and time. Let's talk about, you know, go back to the building of the arena in Glendale. I mean, it was 2003 when that arena was built. And, you know, it was built primarily with public funds. $180 million of the $220 million cost of the arena was publicly funded. You know, was the Goldwater Institute sort of active at that point in time? Was there any discussion along your lines about that being in itself being an illegal subsidy or in a violation of the gift clause?
Certainly, if that arena were under construction today, we would be talking about it. And I'm not sure in that instance it would violate the gift clause, although it certainly doesn't make good fiscal public policy. But in 2003, we didn't have our litigation arm, and we were a much smaller organization back then. So I don't even recall us even weighing in on the building of the arena at that time.
Okay, very good. Really, it seems like the issue boils down to the parking rights, and that's the big question at play. The city of Glendale says that, you know, the team owns the rights and they're buying it, and you say that the city of Glendale already owns those rights. You know, law firms, you know, the city of Glendale would say that they have law firms and they have, judgments along those lines, not judgments, but, documentation that backs up their claim. If this is the case, why haven't they disclosed those documents? And, you know, instead of playing into this game of he said, she said.
That is such a great point, and it keeps raising the question of what exactly are they hiding. We went to court a year and a half ago to get the city of Glendale to release all public records related to the sale of the Coyotes, and Holzhauser wasn't involved until more recently, but we actually had to get a court order to have the city release those documents. And even though they had claimed to have released them all, just in the last 5 days, we've gotten 750 pages of legal documents, lease arrangements, titling papers, transfers, all sorts of mind-numbingly boring things that the average person would never, ever want to read. And we've asked for that same thing. We've said, show us where you think that this says that the city does not own the parking, and they have failed time and time again to do that. And the more we are able to read of these documents, the more we have become convinced that the city already owns the parking rights. But here's something else to understand. Even if the city does not own the parking rights, what the city would be getting in turn, so this supposed revenue off the parking, would have to be at least the equivalent of what the city is giving Holzhauser, right? Those revenues
right.
would have to be the equivalent. And it looks to us like the city has far overestimated the amount of revenue that the Coyotes would be bringing in. I mean, they've assumed a 25% increase in attendance at these games. Last year, the Coyotes lost $40 million, and they have lost money every year since they've been in Arizona. So we just don't think that these are realistic assumptions at all.
Right. That speaks to my next question, which is about the parking studies, the competing parking studies that were done, one by the Walker Institute and one by T.L. Hawking. Now, the city seems to be pushing all their eggs into the T.L. Hawking study, despite the fact that T.L. Hawking is right now being sued for overestimating a previous parking study. Has Goldwater done their own sort of valuation of the parking rights and what they could possibly be worth?
We have not completed that, no. And we only recently got a copy of this second study to look at. And as you said, the Hawking study is a company that is under federal investigation, I believe, for a similar study on a similar deal in a neighboring town. And now those bonds are junk status. So, you know, we don't have a lot of confidence in the figures that the city is putting forward.
Do you find it coincidental that the Hawking study says that the parking revenue will be worth the exact amount that the city is paying for it plus the interest rate? Is that just too much of a coincidence?
Well, you know, this is politics, and so I guess probably nobody is that surprised about it, but certainly, we believe that the numbers have been vastly inflated over past performance, and this looks to us to just be par for the course for a city that has been less than honest in its disclosure of its documents and its dealings.
You mentioned the disclosure of the documents, and you just said previously that the city just sort of dropped 750 pages worth of documents at your door, and they seem to want an answer overnight. Do you get the sense that the city is, well, A, obviously not being forthcoming with the documents, and B, when they are presenting the documents, they're sort of just trying to drown you in paperwork?
I think that the city at this point is under a lot of pressure that they perhaps did not anticipate. When NHL Commissioner Bettman came to town, that created a lot of airwaves, you know, a lot of noise and so forth. And my understanding from the various lobbyists who have been knocking on our doors is that if Glendale isn't able to sign this deal soon, that the NHL is going to not sell the team to Hultheiser, and he's going to take one of these offers coming in from Canada. So there has been tremendous pressure on the city to get things done, and I think that's why they have finally turned over these documents. It wasn't because of the court order. It wasn't probably to bury us in paperwork. It's because they've now reached panic stage.
What did you think of Commissioner Bettman's appearance in Phoenix this past week? And he really did take some pot shots at the Goldwater Institute. Are those just the desperate pleas of a man who sees his deal falling apart?
I think that Commissioner Bettman is probably very frustrated, and certainly we understand that. But it is, you know, it is our job to make sure that no government body is above the law. And right now, this city has been operating as if it is, and so perhaps we are standing in the way, but it's not us; it's the law. And you know, I don't think they keep saying, well, what can we do to negotiate this deal with you? And, you know, the question that I come back with is, what part of it's against the law is negotiable?
Sure. I mean, I thought one of your interesting points was when you referenced the Dallas Stars sale, which is supposedly ongoing, and there's no talk of sort of public financing to that sale that the NHL is trying to undertake at the moment.
That's correct. Sales like this occur all the time with men and women who are eager to purchase teams, and they put the money, they take the risk, they get the rewards, and that is really the American way, and really the Canadian way, that you've got listeners there who have built their small businesses, and they've done it by the sweat of their brow. They've borrowed from a brother or sister to get something started, or taken out a small loan on a credit card. And here we have a situation where this buyer wants to come in and take $100 million from taxpayers so that we, in effect, buy this team for him. And we just, it's just, it's not only against the law, I think it's also, most of us consider that unjust and offensive.
Mayor Scruggs held a press conference a couple weeks back where she met with sort of the owners of businesses that are in and around the Jobbing.com arena, and it was, you know, typical sort of a bit of a cry fest and pleas for people's jobs, and people's jobs are certainly very important here. What are you hearing from the public, the general public, about you know, this potential transaction? Do you find that the public opinion is on your side, or do you think that the people of Glendale and the people of Phoenix are okay with this use of taxpayer dollar?
Well, I think that from everything that we're seeing, from comments that follow news stories to the email and the letters and the calls and the drop-by visits that we get at this organization, that the public is squarely behind us here. One, I got a note that said, real short, Mr. Halshiser stands to make millions off tax dollars that are paid for by everyday people, many of whom can barely afford to live as it is. And that person who wrote that, I think I kept that because that expresses the most common sentiment that we're seeing, which is people have a hard enough time making ends meet. The economy's been rough all over. We've got high unemployment, and yet we can afford to send $100 million to some guy from Chicago who's already doing quite well, I believe. And people just feel that that is very, very unjust, as well as a bad investment and against the law.
What would you say to people who say that the Goldwater Institute, you know, Commissioner Bettman said something along this lines, that the Goldwater Institute is filled with people who are ideologues and zealots?
Well, everybody has an opinion of others, and the Goldwater Institute is a place where principle always comes before politics. And I think that that is why we have so many supporters. We're entirely privately supported. We have contributors from every state in America, except one at this point. And it's because they know that no matter who is in office, they can count on the Goldwater Institute to stand up for principle and defend the Constitution.
So in short, you guys aren't going away anytime soon?
Not a chance.
Darcy Olson, CEO of Goldwater Institute, thanks very much for joining us on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Appreciate you giving of your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.